Welcome to episode 247 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson.
1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our study of the book of Ephesians.
The epistle to the Ephesians, likely written while Paul is imprisoned in Rome, is perhaps the most formal of the apostles' letters. While Paul is not responding to a particular theological or moral problem, he wants to protect against future problems by encouraging the Ephesians to be mature in their faith. So after laying out profound theological truths in the first half of the book, Paul makes his purpose clear. He expects that this community of faith will walk in accordance with its heavenly calling. As a result of the theological realities Christians accept by their faith in God, several practices should follow in their relationships within the church, in the home, and in the world.
Today we want to talk about living the Christian life. And if it's a Tuesday, it's time for another top 10 list.
Today's top 10 list.
10 principles on living the Christian life from the book of Galatians.
Number 1.
We can do nothing to earn our standing with God. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Verses 7 to 8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Two phrases are used multiple times in chapters 1 and 2 of Ephesians. In him and in Christ. The repetition is to emphasize that all of our spiritual blessings and our salvation are possible in Christ alone. Paul is clear in his writing that there is nothing we can do to earn our standing with God. This is consistent with other writings about justification through faith and the truth that salvation is a gift of grace.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
Number 2.
We are his holy temple and dwelling place. Ephesians 2 verses 19 to 22. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, our seal and guarantee of our inheritance. The Spirit dwells within us as believers. We are made to be the dwelling place of the Spirit. We are the holy temple. Just as in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God dwelled in the tabernacle as individuals and also the body of Christ, the church, we are the dwelling place of the Spirit.
Number 3.
We are bound in unity to other believers. Ephesians 4 verses 4 to 6 talks about one body and one faith. We're bound to other believers because of our faith, because of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, Paul says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Peter says in 1 Peter 3 verse 8, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Before Paul tells us that we are one body and one faith, he says in Ephesians 4 verse 3, maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Number 4.
We are to walk worthy. Ephesians 4 verse 1, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. How do we walk worthy? Through humility, gentleness, patience, love, and unity. Each piece is not a reflection of who we are, but what God through Christ does in us.
Number 5.
Equipped with a purpose. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We're not saved by ourselves, nor are we saved for ourselves. Our purpose was set out from the beginning. Each purpose is unique to who we are, our families, our churches, and our ministries.
Number 6.
Put off the old self. Ephesians 4 verses 22 to 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Paul gives instructions that we are to put off the old self and put on the new. We are to put away the former things and look to the future and the newness we find in Christ. We are no longer dying within a sinful body, but we are redeemed with hope and for a future.
Number 7.
Be imitators of Christ. Ephesians 5 verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. A child imitating his or her parents is the most natural thing in the world. It's how children learn everything from brushing their teeth to putting away toys to treating others with respect. Young children want to grow up to be like their parents, and they will often pretend to be their parents, trying on their parents' shoes, wearing their hats, etc. It's an important part of childhood play as they imitate what they see in their parents. This is the type of mimicry that Paul alludes to in Ephesians 5. To be imitators, we must first be children of God. We must also understand his ways so that we know what to imitate. As we look to Christ, we learn we are to walk in love, giving sacrificially to others and offering ourselves fully as a sacrifice to God.
Number 8.
Let your marriage model the gospel. Everything in our lives, including our marriages, according to Ephesians 5 verses 22 to 33, is to reflect the gospel. Marriage is a picture of what the gospel looks like, the bride and Christ. In fact, even more so than making us happy, marriages are intended to make us holy reflectors of the gospel.
Number 9.
Train your children in righteousness. Ephesians 6 verses 1 to 4. The display of the gospel doesn't end with our marriages, but is demonstrated through our relationships with our children. Paul gives specific instructions to parents and children on how they are and are not supposed to behave toward each other.
Number 10.
We are given full armor. Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 20. While we're given all the pieces to help us understand who we are in Christ and then how to live it out in our daily lives, we're also given the armor of God. Each piece God offers us strategically equips us to live out the Christian life. The whole suit works together in order to cover the entire body, giving full protection for the believer. The book of Ephesians is a gift to believers. It is filled with teaching and truths of which we need to be constantly reminded. We need the gospel spoken over us every day. We need to understand who we are in Christ and how we live that out. It isn't just a bracelet we tie around our wrist. It is the gospel lived out in you, lived out in me. Father, thank you for the guidelines for Christian living we learn from our study of the book of Ephesians. Help us to not just study them, but to live them. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.